This is the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily. Today on the show, hear what you don't know about when you rent a house on Confessions of a Letting Agent. It's quite incredible. Also, find out what I wanted to be as a child, apart from a Radio 1 DJ, and what would it be like if me and Chris tried to arrange a date without mobile phones? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Today we've got more Confessions of. We had such an email response yesterday from people who want to tell us about the ins and outs of their profession. Profession confession.
It sort of feels like a good idea, this, but then also I do want to learn about the real ins and outs of what's going on with different jobs, but then also I kind of don't. Like, do you really want to hear confessions from a chef?
Yeah.
Of, like, a restaurant that you go to or place that you visit? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure I really want to know what actually happens in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But if you want to send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've got one for you just after three today. And some of the confessions, I think, will surprise a lot of people from this email that I'm just reading here. Probably to wrap this little series up, we should do Confessions of Radio 1. I mean, I got some stories to tell.
Well, we normally do tell them, though, don't we?
There's some that aren't on for various reasons.
Give me a hint, which one?
Well, I can't say that, can I? Remember the presenter that once left the diary in the studio?
No, I don't know that one. I do not know that one.
Of people they hate.
Who's this?
I can't say who it is. They don't work here anymore.
Oh, that's great.
And I was number three on the list.
Were you?
Yeah. Another DJ found the diary. And the DJ that found it was number one on the list.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, there's loads. I got so many. Last night, I was taking part in a quiz for Centrepoint, the homeless charity. It was hosted by Alan Carr. He's lol. I've not seen him for ages. And as well as hosting the event, he treated us to a bit of singing. He said to me,
oh, don't put it on your Instagram.
Also, last night, Alan Carr's on a weird diet, so he bought an actual bowl in, like a bowl from his house, from his collection of bowls, with a baker foil on the top, and underneath in the bowl, just one piece of salmon. He's like,
oh, I ate this, I'm trying to lose weight.
But, like, literally in front of a whole room of people, like maybe 400 people, he's just there, like, takes the baker foil off the bowl, and he's like, oh, I'm having my salmon. And then, like, at the end of the night, he was like, where's my bowl? Like, he was really concerned that he wasn't going to get the bowl back, because obviously he'd be one short then at home.
Your Alan Carr impression is really good, but kind of similar to your impression of your mum.
Yeah, it's same.
And also, I promised I wouldn't put this online, but he did sing at one point.
That sounds like he really went off last night.
Yeah. Beautiful singing voice of Alan Carr there.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here we go. I'm a bailiff. I see everything. Okay, email me. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Loads of people on saying, I could tell you absolutely everything about my profession. It'll change the way you look at us forever. I'm getting so many emails.
We can keep you anonymous as well if you're a little bit scared.
Don't forget, I have a voice changer that can either make you go really high, 1986 now, or really low. So let me know. I can keep you anonymous. We can change your name. Just tell me everything about your job. Stuff that we don't get to hear about. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Right, you know how if you're arranging anything, right, like a meet-up with a mate or a date or something, obviously you will either... Well, I never like to speak on the phone, do you?
No, not really, no.
Like, when was the last time you spoke to someone on the phone? It's always just parents.
You really don't speak on the phone at all.
It's not for me.
In fact, sometimes you record yourself onto your phone and then send that kind of message. You know, like the voice messages.
Yeah, I love of email.
Which is mad, because it's just a call without any kind of response.
Yeah, no, I quite like it, because you can get what you want to say in without you replying. Mm. So it takes half the time. It's like, hi, just saying this, see you there at 6:30, bye. I quite like doing those, and they're really easy to send. But obviously, like, normally you'll either text or WhatsApp or whatever and say, if it's a date, for example, how about Wednesday night? And then you arrange a time and a place where you mutually agree that you'll be there. But then obviously something changes sometimes. Like, people are busy. Sometimes you will run late or you'll have work or whatever. And one of you will just message and let them know.
You're normally in constant communication before because, trains, all sorts.
And then you get the thing of, like, just checking tonight's okay. You know, you do that with your mates all the time. All okay for later? So, yeah, you know, you meet somewhere nearby, or you suggest meeting somewhere nearby. But I was talking to my aunt about this recently, and I said, because she was talking about, like, how long her and my uncle had been together, and she was talking about when they first started dating in Southampton. And I was like, how did you arrange anything? Because no mobiles. And she just went, well, you just had to kind of trust him, really. You told him a place to meet on their home phone, and then you just hope they'd be there at that time.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
It's crazy to think like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but like...
But I sometimes wonder with that as well, if there was no phones back then, was there more cheating and stuff like that?
I don't know, but like...
no one could catch you.
But not that. Did they not have flaky people back in the day, or untrustworthy people? Was everyone, like, so trustworthy that they would be there under the clock tower at 7 p.m?
Oh, I see what you mean. So do you think, like, technology now... is meaning that people, because they can communicate and stuff like that, they're just a bit more like.
Yeah. I mean, come on,
loose
how many?
Or something,
how many times? No, not loose.
Yeah.
How many times have you
bad
like
timing.
Had to cancel somebody? Not always for a real reason, but like because you can't be bothered. Like you couldn't do that back in the day.
I agree. So you must have just had to stick to times.
Yeah.
Well in advance.
But then also, like, even if you do want to go, things happen. Like trains get delayed, buses get delayed. There's traffic. Like, how many hours do people waste?
Oh, yeah.
Just sat in the pub waiting for someone.
You're so right. So how long would your auntie have had to wait on a date situation or something like that?
Well, she told me...
someone was legitimately just running late.
She told me my uncle had to work and was 2 hours late once, and she just sat there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, here's what I think the scenario would have been like back in the day, okay? So I'm going to call you now at home because you haven't got a phone on you. And I'm going to try and arrange a date with you, okay? I'm a girl.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay,
okay,
fine.
I'm going to ring you. You're at home.
I'm at home and these are olden days. What's this?
Dialing the number, aren't I?
Oh, okay.
It's quite a finger workout. Ow. RSI. Actual RSI there from ringing the number. Oh, he must have a big house.
Hello, Watford 222?
Hello. Wow, that's a short number.
It was a long time ago.
Okay. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, babes, what do you want?
Yeah. So...
Are you Auntie Mills in this situation, by the
yeah.
way? I just like to know who I'm imagining.
So, I'm looking to arrange a time for us to do some courting.
Okay.
And I suggest 7 p.m... We can meet on the high street in Southampton. I'll meet you outside Woolworths.
Okay.
Do you know that? It's opposite BHS and just down the from Spud, you like.
Right. Okay. What time did you say?
Does 7 p.m. work 7
p.m.
for you?
I could make 7 p.m. I've got some things on myself. I've got to retune the telly at some point. Mm-hmm. And I've got a beef and dripping on. So yeah, but I will try and meet you at 7 p.m.
Right. Now, I don't really know you, and I hope you're not a flaky one.
No, I'm very reliable.
Okay, so 7 p.m, yes?
I would like to meet you at 7 p.m. I've got a lot of things on. I just wish there was some kind of technology I could use to contact you closer to the arranged meeting time.
I know, but there isn't, so we've got to trust each other.
Just so I could let you know my movements, my predicted time of arrival.
Hopefully at some point there will be some technology like that. Okay then, well I'll wait outside Woolworths until 8 p.m, so I'll wait for you for an hour, and I will assume if you're not there by 8 p.m, then you do not wish to pursue this any further.
Okay, then.
Okay?
See you later, sexy.
Okay. Good day.
Scott Mills.
See, I do remember hanging outside McDonald's for 20 minutes for my mates and then just going, well, they're not coming, and just leaving. 20 minutes seemed to be the cut-off point, really. Mm.
The other mad thing is the phones were, like, by your front door, wasn't it? So you couldn't really move away and your parents would hear everything.
Yeah.
And I imagine. Like,
get off the phone, you've been on it too long. But I never tried to arrange a date. Surely you'd be gutted, though, if they didn't turn up, if they were a no-show. You'd be like, what's wrong with me? I'm just sat here in a pub on my own or just outside the clock tower. That's their equivalent of being ghosted, though.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio
2018, you just ghost people. Then you just didn't turn up where you said you're going to be.
Scott Mills.
Thanks to the TV show Celebs Go Dating, we've had a real insight in what it would be like to first date Gemma Collins. Or even to wife, Gemma Collins. I like that line in that line.
You want to wife me?
Yeah, you want to wife me in the Mabel and Notes track. You want to wife me? So, already this week, we've heard what Gemma's first line is, generally, when you go on a date with her.
Do you want some wine?
Go on, I'll have some.
Would you want red or white?
Would you want red or white? And then she asks you all sorts of stuff that you probably wouldn't ask on a first date, because quite personal.
Do you want some wine?
Go on, I'll have some.
Would you want red or white?
And then she goes on to...
Anyway, would you talk me through your daily routine, dear?
Get up, breakfast.
Do you have a cup of tea with it?
Always have a cup of tea.
Good. And then what do you do?
Did
you go to the toilet?
Huh?
You go to the toilet in the mornings?
Yeah, every morning.
Go on. I'd just like to know people's routine to see if it'll fit in around mine. So you take to the toilet.
Two phrases there from Gemma that I've never heard before. Do you go a toilet and so you take to the toilet? It's the GC. Last night on the show, Gemma went on another date. Now, am I right in saying, and I didn't see this, is it the same guy, Lawrence? But is it not?
Different guy, is it?
Someone told me that it was Lawrence in some kind of latex mask. But it's the same guy. I don't know whether that's true. Let us know if you saw it last night. So the rumour is that she's dating the same guy, but he just doesn't look the same, so she doesn't know.
And
I don't know.
I wonder why they would do that.
Don't know.
Probably because they think he's the right one, but she just doesn't see it yet.
Or just something to annoy, like, just to annoy the GC.
Right.
So last night on the show, Gemma goes on another date. Started off quite well.
What is it you do for a living?
I build houses. Mm. Massive houses. Like, the last one I sold was $4 million.
Lovely.
It's all cushy.
Then she decided to try and give her very best excuse as to why she was so late. 30 minutes late. Does she not have a mobile phone? Is she back in the day?
Basically, just when I'm on a shoot, like, everything always runs late. And, like, there's so much traffic in London.
You could get yourself a helicopter girl, wouldn't you?
I know. Well, selling houses at $4 million, you can get me an helicopter.
You got more money than me, girl.
Really? I haven't got any. I'm skint, mate. There's no money from me, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, not about me marrying you, then.
Absolutely not.
You're not skint. No real. He was not happy that she was 30 minutes late at all. Check this.
I've been sitting here waiting for you for half an hour.
Woman's prerogative to be late.
Is it?
Mm. You'd have missed out on something amazing.
I would have. No, I don't. I'm just doing your dave a bit indoors.
The what?
Your dave a bit.
Do you know what, honey? See you later. Take care, my love.
You're off.
I am.
Ta-da.
He did sound a bit odd.
Ta-da!
I've not seen this yet, but he does sound a bit odd.
I'm going to catch up on this. I need to see. Scott Mills. You know that special delicious sauce that you get in the burger that rhymes with Big Whack?
Yeah.
It's been a secret for years, right? It's lush.
I've never really thought about it, but yeah, it's well nice.
Yeah, you don't know what is in it, though, do you?
No.
It's just been leaked online. Half a cup of mayo, French dressing, sweet pickle, white onion, white vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sugar, salt... Put it in the fridge, bosh, same. Scott Mills. This is your official signal that you've made it halfway through the working week. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
What are you saying?
It's not your fault it was in the house and they were a bit...
Ooh. That was the weirdest noise I've ever heard to describe what I think you're describing.
A little bit woo.
A little bit woo. What were your parents up to?
Woo. And from Celebs Go Dating.
Do you want some wine?
Go on, I'll have some.
Would you want red or white?
Now over to Radio 4.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
Here's the guy from the sick game the other day. Ashley from Swansea, you sound ill.
Yeah, I am.
What are your symptoms, please, hon?
Chesty cough, bad eyes, headache, pains went up my back.
Bad eyes?
Bad eyes, what's that? What does that mean?
That's...
bad eyes.
He's seen things.
Back to Celebs Go Dating.
Anyway, what do you talk me through your daily routine, dear?
Get up, breakfast.
Do you have a cup of tea with it?
Always have a cup of tea.
Good. And then no, what do you do? Did you go to a toilet?
Huh?
You go to a toilet in the mornings?
Yeah, every morning.
Radio 4.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
Gemma?
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
With the Senate Intel Committee, with the House
Reclaiming
Intel
my
Committee,
time.
With
Reclaiming
the Senate
my time.
Judiciary
Reclaiming
Committee.
My time.
Okay.
Reclaiming
Matter of fact,
my time.
Mr. Secretary, the time belongs to the gentlelady from California.
I love her.
Solicitor.
Rotisilos.
Our backwards game. And a classic.
A horse for one, Vin.
Anyway, would you talk me through your daily routine, dear?
I'm fine. Enough, Gemma Collins. Hello from Mike on the A40. Someone bumbling on the A420. Good road detail. Heading towards Oxford, back to the depot. You don't give your name. We've got Dan in Essex. We've got James in Leicester.
I think a much-needed bumbalayer today, Scott, because generally cold around.
Yeah, freezing. James is freezing because he's window cleaning and he says he's a massive fan of the dictionary. Sammy the Thatcher Mallet on the roof in Exeter.
Bambalaya.
Kate is bumbling while looking for some headphones to listen to Radio 1 on because she's lost them. Sam in Preston needs a cheer up, needs a bumbalaya because doing tax return.
Oof.
Didn't you do that the other day?
Yes. I would have thought that's a bit late by now, but...
Yeah, well, you're probably going to get fined there, hun, but...
Oh, well. Big hello to Charlie, bumbling post-burrito in Swindon.
Holly is 13 from Belfast.
Bumbalaya.
This is a good luck bumbalaya for her because she's got an exam tomorrow. Molly and Henry driving back to uni from their holidays. Sad face. Tom and Ian bumbling their boilers off in Rye.
Yeah,
clapping that.
Come on. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Feels good, right? Wednesday afternoon. Zach. Moving slurry around in Winchester. Heidi in her lorry on the M42. All right, Heidi, how's it going? All right?
A big shout out to the jobster in sunny Eastbourne peeling carrots.
I used to work for Eddie Stobart as it goes.
Jobster's making something called a buffalo stew.
Oh. Robin Hull, a man on the roof in Exeter.
I see.
Howard down in Trowbridge.
Yeah. What you want, red or white?
Blazing!
What you want, red or white?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Kyle.
Yes,
Kyle.
Yes, where are you? The Wirral?
Yes, that's it.
Terribly sorry to hear about your ear.
Oh, yeah, no, a long time ago now. It healed up pretty well.
Is that okay now, hun?
Yeah, no, not too bad, thanks.
What happened?
It was a water slide, no health and safety out in Asia, and fell over on it, and it literally split straight across in half.
That sounds like a nasty one.
Cut your ear in half there, yeah.
Had a good joke with my friends about Mike Tyson and Vander Holyfield.
Nice.
Mate, you don't learn, though, because you're going to Bali in April.
I am indeed.
I was in New Zealand recently, and you know like how we have the shows here, like What Happens in Kavos?
Mm.
You know, those kind of shows, right? So the New Zealand-Australia equivalent of Kavos is Bali. So all their shows are like What Happens in Bali, and it's exactly the same. It's kind of like Kavos,
right?
Like they're Kavos, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, have you been before?
Yeah, I have. My dad actually lives out there, so I've been a few times.
Okay, cool. It's good though, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Great fun. And yeah, I can see what you mean with Kuta Beach. There's a lot of Australians and New Zealanders there on holiday.
They absolutely love it because it's so far away from the rest of the world. It's the nearest place to go. Right, you are going to Birmingham for a massive night out with the Energy Drinks crew this weekend.
Yes, we are.
That's what you do, is it? You sell energy drinks?
I do, yeah. I go around to all the local little convenience stores and try and make them some more money.
Nice. And do you partake yourself?
I was going to say, on the night out in Birmingham at the weekend, is it going to be, woo, energy drinks a galore?
Yes, most likely.
Yeah, okay. I can't touch them. They make me go mad.
Oh, you go for the sugar-free ones. That'll be better for you.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. So don't give away. So don't give away. My love.
Not bad, not
my
bad.
My love. Justin Timberlake.
I thought it was going to be more camp pop from you today.
It's still quite me, though.
Yeah, well, it is very you. Okay, well, I'm going to go for the win today. You could make it 3-0 to me with this. It's Stereophonics Dakota. Come on, Carl, make some good noises here. Really want to hear this.
I'll usually go with Chris.
Yes. Well,
hang on. This sounds like it's about to go wrong.
No, for you. I think I'm not so much. I think there's a time and place for pop, and cheesy pop especially. But I think I'm going to have to go with Chris today because I don't hear Stereophonics much on the radio. So.
Exactly. Not heard this on Radio 1 for ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why.
Oi, oi. This is a tune. You've just been bitter. 3-0.
I'm not playing it.
It's going to be Trousers Down on Friday, Scott.
I'm not playing it.
The old Trousers Down.
I'm not playing it. I've got control. I could just play my one.
I could reach around and take control.
There's no need for a reach around.
That's a sore loser.
Well played, Kyle.
Let's go then. Yeah, that sounded good. Whatever.
Great to hear. 3-0, man.
What's going to happen on Friday?
Oh, well, a couple of people have suggested this, and I think it's a good idea because we've had you trousers down before. We always say if it gets to 5-0 and bangers, trousers down for the person that loses. Instead, someone suggested, I think that if it's 5-0 whitewash come Friday, Scott should have to write an apology letter to his mum for his awful decisions this week.
Well,
really good idea.
She doesn't listen to the show, so that's going to make no sense to her.
Well, we could escalate it by getting your mum on and you apologise in that way. It's off FIFA.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll love it. We've got to do it.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be weird, but okay, it's heading that way anyway. I need some new pants on Friday. Scott Mills. Wow. Sorry, I'm just watching photos of Donald Trump's hair trying to cope with a stiff wind.
Okay, fine.
It's quite incredible.
You look distracted and I thought it might be the rocket launch that happened yesterday. No, you don't care about that at all. No, just Donald Trump's hair. Well, the Falcon launch thing that happened.
Have I missed
in
this?
In America, yeah.
No, I'm just looking at his hair. You know he says he doesn't wear a wig or any hairpiece. He's going up the steps of Air Force One there. Wig! Okay. Okay. Hairpiece! Sorry.
All the hair...
That was hairpiece, for clarification.
All the hair from the back of his head is gone. Incredible scenes. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. I'm really enjoying our new Confessions Of, which started with James the PI, I guess, and all the ins and outs of his job, stuff that we don't hear or see. And then we spoke to a club promoter yesterday about all the behind-the-scenes stuff that they get up to.
And we're also getting so many messages from people just representing their own jobs and what they get up to, but giving us the real truth.
That's what we want, the truth about your job. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Find me on email. Today, confessions of a letting agent.
Oh, this could be juicy.
Now, we're not saying his real name because he is a letting agent in London and it's more than his job's worth. So, I've made one up on the spot. Let's call him. What would a letting agent in London be called? Hugo. Hello.
Hi.
So, letting agent, talk to me.
Oh, yes. Obviously, a big part of lettings is looking around people's property. Like, every day is like through a keyhole. It's great.
Yeah. So, like, you get to see different houses and different situations and meet loads of different interesting people every day.
Interesting is definitely the word, Scott. Yeah, I see all sorts of interesting items in people's houses, for certain.
Right. What, they just leave behind, or...?
Yeah. Valentine's Day coming up, it's a good time of the year, so you obviously we're there to officially check on the property for the landlord, but people obviously must sometimes forget we're coming, or I guess not care.
Well, what kind of stuff are you seeing?
Well, last Valentine's Day, saw a nice little open the door, there was a love note at the bottom of the stairs saying, pick your weapon, and a nice little trail of roses going up the stairs. When you kind of get to the top of the stairs, there were several bedroom items. Well, obviously there for the evening's entertainment, that they left out. So, that was definitely a good one.
Pick your weapon?
Well, that's what it said on the love note.
The love note said, pick your weapon, and a selection of particularly nice bedroom items. For use that evening.
The thing is, right...
Pick your weapon!
If you're renting a house out, you'd think in the morning, before you left for work, you'd be like, probably should get rid of that.
You think so, wouldn't you? You do think so. I don't know if people either don't mind and just like me to see what they're up to, or if they forget, or just a little bit proud of it, I guess.
I think probably forgotten, though, Scott. It's like that awkward situation where you go to work, it's like, oh, no, do you know what I've done? Yeah. I've left those petals out, and I've left the weapons out.
No.
And
they're at top of the stairs.
Oh, no, and the estate agent's coming around.
But surely, Hugo, when you go into the house, like you unlock the door, you've got potential renters with you, have you?
Well, sometimes if it's already let out, then you're just going to just do a bit of a spot check. So you do get some clients. It doesn't help you if you want to let the house if you can see the weapons on display.
Right, I was going to say, so you're like, it must be really awkward. You're like, right, so here's the house.
Just look around that.
Yeah, bedrooms are here. And, oh, sorry about this love note. Oh, pick your weapon. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Also, you've got to do estate agent talk, so you'll look at it and go, well, at least it's roomy and it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you can see from the wide selection of weapons that you can store plenty in this particular area.
Exactly, Yeah,
got to have the sales pitch around it still.
Okay, Hugo, are you happy with your made-up name, by the way?
Yeah, happy with Hugo.
It's quite estate agency, isn't it?
It is. It fits the profile.
I think it fits.
Yeah. Are you wearing a suit right now?
Yes.
Of course you are. I bet you look well smart, don't you?
Always. A barber jacket as well, just over the top.
Yeah.
Do you have a car with the name of the estate agents on the side?
Yes.
Oh, this is classic.
Mini as well.
It's a Mini,
of course it is.
Right, listen, you've told us what you've seen in the properties. Next, because I know you've got keys, I want to find out what goes on, not necessarily you, Hugo, maybe some of your workmates, what goes on when the houses are empty and you have access. It's next.
Scott Mills.
Today, we're learning about confessions of a letting agent. Hugo in London, hello.
Hello.
Estate agents fascinate me. My best mate's little brother is an estate agent, and he was telling me that sometimes, if he wants to watch the football, because he hasn't got Sky himself, he goes round to an empty house got the keys for, and he just sits in there and watches the games.
Yeah, you've got to pick the ones with the good Sky packages, but always good for pre-drinks as well.
Right. No, you don't go for pre-drinks.
Well, it's rude not to if you've got the keys on an empty property, Scott. You've kind of got needs muscle.
Right, so this is amazing. People will be listening to this now going, wow, like that's happening in my house that I'm about to rent out. Right, so Hugo, you have the keys to all the places, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes it's pre-drink. Sometimes they've got a good satellite package, so you're watching that.
Yeah, and if it's 2 a.m. and they've got it's furnished, then why not?
You'll go there after the club.
All up in the club and then back to some other properties.
No, you're lying. Have you actually done this?
I'm a good boy. Never me.
Right. But people know.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying.
Just, asking for a friend kind of thing, never me.
But then you wake up in the morning, you've got a full-on Goldilocks situation, haven't you? That's basically the plot. Who's been sleeping in my bed? You're going to have angry bears on you.
I hope you make the bed.
Well, if it's empty, there's no need. But unless you've got some viewings, and then yeah, got to tidy up after yourself, always.
That is mad, isn't it?
See, this is why I love this confessions thing, because I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That the estate agents are getting loose in these empty properties.
You know, it's in a location, it's empty, it's a perfect option.
But do you pretend it's your house?
You gotta hope you don't upset the neighbours too much, but yeah, just bold as brass and get the keys. Yeah.
Right, here's my question, be honest.
Yeah.
Obviously not you.
Never me.
But do you know if anyone's brought anyone back?
Never me, but I'm sure. I don't have the game or the face for it, but I'm sure someone must have done it.
Right, so you and Herbert and Sylvester are having a couple of couple of drinks in Mahiki. And
you meet Hattie.
Yeah. And her friend Tatty. And before you know it, look at us, we're in a 3-bedroom townhouse in Chelsea.
Mine, absolutely. Daddy bought it and come back for the after party.
Wow, okay.
You are living the dream.
Oh, absolutely. Every day.
Do you love your job?
Oh, yeah. With moments like that, it's not all fun and games, but yeah, why not?
Got many houses to see today?
The whole afternoon of it, Scott, yeah. No empty ones, unfortunately, but yeah, whole afternoon now.
No empty ones. Right, listen, Hugo, I'm going to keep your number because I bet you've got more stories. And when you do, get in touch.
I'll be straight in touch, Scott, no worries.
Despite this call, Hugo...
Yeah.
Promise to not add me to your database because it's really annoying.
Okay. anything I've got kind of...
Yeah.
3-bedroom townhouses in London. No. You'll be straight on my dialing.
No, please don't. Really annoying.
No one likes that, do they?
No. All right, love you, bye. Speak to you soon.
Love you, bye.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Sarah, who says, I'm so glad they're getting the recognition. I've loved them for ages. Chris says, I've got my ticket to see Fickle Friends. Yeah, they're doing a fairly big tour, actually, in February and March, all over. So if you like that, go check them out. Fickle Friends, tune of the week, yes. Making my boring lecture after 3 hours good again. Life is good, says Samantha.
I like the Photoshop version of you into the band.
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't
quite get it. Did I replace Natty from the band in a picture? They just kind of put my head on it.
That's it.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Cool, though. It's you in a snorkel.
I know, I'm in a snorkel. But then they're trying to sell tickets for their gigs, and they're like, just to confirm, it won't be Scott Mills at the gigs. It will actually be Natty.
But if you do go on Fickle Friends Twitter and look at his picture, check out your legs, man. Because they're very different legs to you, to what you've got currently.
What do you mean?
Well, look at the picture. It was kind of, you know, I never see your legs like that, really.
What, are they fit?
Well, I'd say, yeah, better shape than yours.
Scott Mills.
You know, we have our own show, Private Investigator. His name is James. He's on the show every Friday at 1:40. And he tells us his great stories about catching people cheating and his life of spying and surveillance. He's just been on the line. So when you left the studio last week, James, your cover was almost blown, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Very nearly, actually.
What happened?
Well, basically, I got on the train after I left you guys, and I was trying to listen to the BBC iPlayer app on my phone because I'm a loser.
No, it's a good thing.
It is, but, you know, I didn't want to admit to you guys that I listened to you that much.
Yeah.
But I was on the train, and the lady next to me had seen that I was trying to load this the app, but it wasn't working because we'd gone through a tunnel. And she started speaking to me and said, oh, you know, you listen to Radio 1, have you heard Scott Mills, blah, blah, blah. And we had this whole conversation about you guys, and it was quite funny because I just obviously left you guys. I didn't say anything to her, but then she asked me, have you heard of that James the PI that they had on a Friday?
Oh, and it's you.
Well, so she's seen you trying to load up the BBC iPlayer radio app to listen to the show. Then she's like, do you listen to Scott Mills? And then, do you like James the PI? But that's you. Yeah.
She asked me if I heard of James the PI, and I played dumb. I was like, no, who's James the PI?
What did she say?
I changed my voice slightly. But she was saying, oh, he's amazing, he's going to be stories on every week, and he's really, really funny, you should listen to it. And I thought, yeah, I'll give it a go.
That's so weird.
Hey, like, training, if that was you, hi.
Proving once again that you can literally blag your way out of any situation.
Blend in.
Right, James, come and see us on Friday, 1:40, all right?
Yeah.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Chris, have I ever told you that when I was growing up, I'd quite like to have been a cowboy?
No, you haven't.
Just like, I used to watch loads of like those films, you know, like in Texas. In the morning, you have like a big hearty breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
And you put your hat on. and you put your boots on and then your chaps on. Living for the chaps.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, just like living and working.
I get it, I feel you.
And the ranch and like living off the land. And then like being really like a good person and really honest. Nice to the ladies.
Okay, what's going on? What are you doing?
And then like maybe around the campfire at night singing really depressing songs about how my wife left me. That was the childhood dream. This song is new, but fits in with my childhood dream. Bebe Rexha.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead?
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.